expecting a 2011 grant for design, and then that, you know, will go through next year, and then construction, as I said before, that's all still on track. We open bids tomorrow on repaving Rudder Lane, which will be, you know, kind of the entrance loop, entrance and exit around the EOC. The entrance road is going to be widened by 2 feet over what it's supposed to be now, and then, you know, repaved and, you know, in front of the terminal, and then back out along whatever road that is by the EOC.
Is that part of this year's budget?
Yes. So that'll take place, and, you know, we're going to have that done before Wings and Wheels.
We had talked before about it's currently one-way, about changing that back to the two-way that it used to be. Is that still on the table?
Right now, it's still going to be one-way. I haven't had a chance to talk to Joe Thomas about whether we really want to go two-way again. It's mostly for his people, and his people are the ones that neglect the sign anyway.
I go the wrong way. Just protest.
Yeah. I never did. I just want you to know, I never did.
On one way through, yeah.
You always go one way at a time, right?
That's right.
We're also if we had, depending on how the bids come out, there's some alternate items in there to fix the drains around in the terminal parking lot, where water seems to pool and it's kind of crumbling around the drainage. Can't think of what the other. Susan, while we're doing this, can you hand out the capital?
Well, before you get that, we have a couple other projects.
As I'm talking here, we also have a project to improve the drainage along Rudder Lane from the EOC down past the state police, which will involve raising the Rudder Lane at that end, and
also a large swale from the EOC to Rudder Lane, right, around the solar field.
What are you going to do at the end, at the cul-de-sac? You're going to hike the cul-de-sac about 18 inches and send it right on through the woods?
No, we can't. The grades don't work. That would have been too simple. But unfortunately, the grades don't work. The bottom of the cul-de-sac is lower than the ditch on the other side of the woods.
Is it? I remember when we were doing trying to do the hot mix plant down there, that was trying to get that to work. It's almost, you almost had to dig like a tack stitch, but then you just ran out of grade.
Yep.
That's in progress. We're still looking at...
Before you leave that, because we won't meet till September, we could be bidding this thing. We are going to dig a deeper swale on the north side of Rudder Lane. The only improvements we're going to do on the south side of Rudder Lane, where the hangers are replace some of the culvert pipes.
That are crushed?
Yeah.
Those are outside the fence, not the inside the fence.
It's all in, well.
Well, it's mostly
kind of light.
Yeah, because they're fixing Rudder Lane.
We have to relocate part of the fence.
Yeah, we have to do that as well. But,
okay. You're going to tear all your paving out for your
taxiway.
Taxiway B, we're getting close to having the plans and specs done on that. We've talked about that before, do a crack and seat overlay for that taxiway from 422 out to 1028. We've got the lighting improvements. We're going to put all of it, we're going to upgrade our lights, fix some of the problems we found over the winter along 422, put it all conduit. And pull cans, so it won't be stake mounted. It'll be in the set on the cans. Let's see the airside improvements. That's all the runways and taxiways. And for 2012, we already talked about. We'll include some work on the concrete that you were worried about before. And we're also looking at possibly taxiway A from the main ramp down to 22. I don't know if I talked about it last time or not, but we've had a pavement assessment done that Del Dot paid for, and you know, we're kind of using that as our framework for planning. The biggest problem we have is the concrete apron